on December 21st, 2011, 1 year before the apparent world is to end. A lone reporter, with a curiosity to rival Curious George, searched high and low, looking for the hidden and thought to be long dead man, known as Nostradamus. And he finally found him, in a Mayan pyramid, in an undisclosed location located in Mexico. Reporter finds out that Nostradamus and the Mayans are little more than prophets of doomsday.
Aha! I found you.
What the? How did you, yes, my dear child, I expected your presence.
I've come to talk to you about your predictions on the end of the world, and how it parallels the Mayan calendar.
Of course you did. That's why you're here. Wait, I predict that we'll have a visitor joining us.
From the depths of the great abyss known as the basement of the pyramid, I'm the wise man known as I Can See the Future.
Really? That's your name?
Don't make fun of me, commoner. It's for my mother. Mommy knows best.
Okay.
Now that we're all together, I foresee that you wanted to know how to stop the end of the world.
No, I really don't believe in your mumbo-jumbo. But I'd like to know how you came up with the world ending with the precise date.
Well,
let's start with you, Nostradamus. Where did you get your concept?
After someone threw a whiskey bottle at me, causing temporary unconsciousness, I saw that the sky would have a great fiery thing with a sparkly trail. And then, a shooting star of doom will stay all sparkly for 7 straight days. Plus, a large dog will begin to howl at night, and the great high priest will change lands.
Don't you mean change hands?
Hey, it's my dream, and it said lands.
Okay, fine. How about you? I can see the future.
Our leading scientists came up with 2 results. One, when we reach more than 5,000 years, the universe resets its timer to 0, thus most likely resetting life itself to the blueprint phase. And number 2, because of our awesome mathematics, we predict the sun will align with the center of the Milky Way galaxy, thus causing a potential disturbance in the force. This could start the Star Wars age if the timer doesn't reset.
I can see the future's ideas are way better than yours, Nostradamus.
Shut up! At least mine was creative.
Well, old man Notra told us that his birthday was either the 14th or the 21st, and since our calculations indicated that the end of the world would be December 21st, 2012, we decided December 21st would be his birthday and the end of the world.
I agreed to the date also because my horoscope said the worst day of my life would be on my birthday, so what's the worst birthday present ever? The end of the world! Hey, I'm not that old. Ow, my back.
Wow. And so, what do you plan to do with this knowledge? Did you ever foresee a way to change the future?
Oh, of course we did, but we don't plan to tell you.
Hey, you know what? You're worse than Ahmed the Dead Terrorist.
Ouch.
Cram it. Once we live through it, we'll make a whole new world. A world a Google times better than this one, with no wars or hardship. It'll be called...
Petoria! Sorry, too much Family Guy. It'll still be called Earth.
You know what, with that attitude, I hope zombies spring to life, devour your flesh, just clean off your body.
A little morbid there, aren't you? You people and your stupid so-called zombie apocalypse. What about E.T. trying to rent out our planet? Ever think about that? In either case, it does ruin our plans. We have a contingency plan for them.
You do realize this is going on the news.
Oh, crap.
As our brazen reporter somehow magically escapes the grasp of the predictors of doomsday and reports this amazing news, the Mayan, known as I Can See the Future, and Nostradamus continue to await the time when humanity faces its darkest hour.
Do you have any 3s?
Go fish.
There's gotta be something better to do than this. Why isn't there anything on TV?
I said I'd get the cable bill tomorrow. Oh, I know what we can do. Let's paint the pyramid blue this time.
Ugh. Alright,